You are now entering the black holes of Netflix.
Welcome to the third episode of the Black Holes of Netflix. Today we're going to be discussing the film The Bomb.
The Bomb is a documentary that visualizes the history of nuclear weapons. Filled with archival footage, this film explores the paradox between fascination and fear of the atomic bomb.
Here's a clip from the trailer.
If we believe that the spread of nuclear weapons is inevitable, then in some way we are admitting to ourselves that the use of nuclear weapons is inevitable.
For our first element that went wrong in this film today, we're going to talk about inconsistency, just inconsistency in general. So to start us off, there were some issues with the music. For me, I feel like it didn't seem to match the subject matter very well. It was all done by this band called The Acid, which they were talented. It was just a little off-putting with the visuals, I think. What do you think?
Yeah, it just didn't really seem to match. It was cool music, but it was almost upbeat and exciting and almost happy, uplifting, I would say. And pairing that with images of explosions and destroyed homes and wounded people, it just didn't really seem to fit. It was really jarring, which might have been the point. But
yeah, but at the same time, since it was electronic music for the most part, the parts they did have vocals in, I feel like it worked because it was very sobering. Yeah. The vocals were, and that paired well with sobering images of the destruction. But most of the time, it was just these very like long electronic notes that felt very science and space-y-esque, like sci-fi-esque, when it wasn't really sci-fi. It was history and it was, yeah, destruction. So I wasn't a huge fan of that.
Yeah, for sure. Another thing that was kind of weird, there was one part, it was actually about halfway through the movie, where we're seeing some of these clips, a bunch of explosions with the music in the background, and then all of a sudden it all stops. And the screen's just black for about 30 seconds. And I think they were doing that to maybe break up the movie a little bit. But I remember just sitting there and thinking, wait, is the movie over? It's only been half an hour. What is happening? And then the film stayed silent for probably another 2-3 minutes, just showing different images. They were drawings of wounded people and just kind of, I guess, the carnage following the explosion. So it was like really deep, jarring stuff. But just the fact that it followed that blackout kind of took me out of the movie a little bit. And I was a bit confused and it took me a while to get back in.
I agree, and definitely those images were very, very powerful and very disturbing in a way, because it looks like they were hand-drawn images from after Hiroshima. And so it was a lot to take in too quickly. They didn't transition it well, because honestly, right before that, it was that archival footage of almost an instruction, American, like U.S. instruction video on how to do like make your bunker and stay in it, and it was like this happy thing, and then it was all of a sudden just boom, which I get the juxtaposition can really help that effect, but I feel like it was too jarring.
Yeah,
to the point where it took you out of the film. You're like, oh, I don't like this. I guess making us uncomfortable was part of the experience. They just did nothing to prepare us for that up to that point, because up to that point it was just a bunch of images that didn't really work exactly well together. And so once you got to that part, it was just like, okay, so this is the purpose. I didn't see that coming the entire film. So it was a documentary, but it didn't feel like a typical documentary, which I can get behind an experimental documentary. But it was to the point where I feel like someone gave a presentation and was only allowed to use images that were not in order, like, logically or chronologically. It just kind of felt like, oh, here's an image of a bomb, and then, oh, space. Oh, people marching. Like, it didn't really make any visual or logical sense. What do you think?
Yeah, and a lot of times in documentaries, there will be a narrator kind of guiding you through the process. So although there's kind of a montage of images and different things happening, the narrator kind of keeps you grounded and helps you know what's going on. Not only was there no narrator, there really wasn't a whole lot of dialogue. We mentioned before that there were some archival footage, different like training videos and things. And so in those videos, there was dialogue, but that I think lasted maybe a total of 5-10 minutes out of the whole movie. And the entire rest of the movie was either silence or music in the background and then just images, which again, it was cool, but it just was, it was too long of that and not enough of like, I guess, explanation and telling us what we were supposed to make of it.
And I get like visual artistry and that works, but because the visuals weren't lining up per se, mm-hmm. and creating a good montage, you couldn't understand what the purpose was. And especially they had like random typography and overlays on some of the images that didn't really help us and didn't necessarily hinder anything, but it didn't really help at all either. So you just kind of sat there like, what was the purpose of this?
There didn't seem to be a purpose other than just, I guess, making it look cool, experimenting, trying things out. So,
and it was just frustrating because there was just so many different types of footage. You had modern broadcast footage, you had archival footage, you had like space images, and it wasn't put together and edited in a way that it felt like it made sense.
Or there were no transitions.
So our last element of what kind of went wrong was the purpose of the film. And we kind of talked about this a little bit, but it was just, with visually, it didn't give it a buildup. It's like with any other movie. I don't know if any of you've seen Lord of the Rings, but there's this really incredible montage sequence where there's this really awful king who's eating a bunch of meat, and then you see battlefield sequences going back and forth, and it's showing you the like carnage and like carnality of the war scene versus him eating this meat and how it's just as disgusting. So it's really fascinating. And I love that kind of montage. But so for this film, I was hoping that there was going to be something like that. Like, even though these images are different, they help us build an idea, right? Well, you end, this whole film just ends with found footage and scientific footage of the sun. I'm not even sure if it was animated or not, but it seemed like it was legit footage or legit animated footage. It didn't make a ton of sense. From what everything had built up before of images of space and like of nuclear and society, that made more sense. But then they brought in the sun and I was like, I don't even know what to make of this. I'm very confused.
Yeah.
How did you feel?
It felt like they didn't know how to end it. And so it felt like they were just trying to find some kind of, I don't know, visual element that they could throw in there to say, hey, here's an ending. And I mean, the images were cool. And they almost did look like explosions. So I guess in that sense, the visual effect was, continuous. Like, it did match the rest of the film in that sense. But I got to the end of the film and I thought, I don't know what this was supposed to be. What am I supposed to be thinking or feeling because of this? Am I just supposed to recognize, okay, yeah, this is bad. It hurts people's lives. Because I get that. But there wasn't a whole big idea or reason for me watching it that I felt like I understood as a result. After going back and looking at the movie again, I did realize the very end, after this sequences with the sun, there's a little kind of blurb text that's shown on the screen at the very end. So I'm just going to read that because I think that helps clarify the ending a little bit more. It says, right now, thousands of nuclear weapons are fully assembled, ready to be used, awaiting the proper electrical signal to detonate. They are the most dangerous machines ever invented. They have been carefully and ingeniously designed to kill you. And like all machines, they are fallible. They can go wrong. And I felt like those words were impactful. The problem is, I feel like, A, the fact that I missed that the first time watching the movie, maybe that was just me, but it didn't really seem like it was leading up to that. And so I wasn't even watching for it.
No.
And then Also, the fact that I wasn't able to understand that that was the point of the movie until the last 10 seconds, I think, was problematic. I feel like they could have, even without using dialogue, they could helped us understand that that was, I guess, the reason for making this movie.
Even if they had that middle section with the drawings from Hiroshima in the aftermath, that footage and photographs of the aftermath of Hiroshima, if they would have had that as the ending and then that right after, that would make complete sense. And that would have been really impactful.
Yeah.
But with ending it with juxtaposing nuclear weapons to the sun did not create that point for me. Okay, for our next segment, we're going to talk about the whiplash moment. One of our favorite parts. With this movie, there was just a lot of mismatched and like pasted together footage. And this one specifically, just on the screen, it just pops up this like, what seems like an instructional video, and it just says AIDS, A-I-D-S, but then it was saying how the cause of AIDS is human error and all these things. It was just kind of, I was just taken aback. I was just like, really? Like, that was just not in great taste, and it was very jarring, much like the movie itself. And it made me almost think that they were trying to compare nuclear bomb to AIDS. And I was like, that's a weird way to take this. So that's just how I felt. It was just really strange.
Yeah. And they were using it as an acronym. So it wasn't, I don't think they were trying to make the connection between nuclear warfare and AIDS. But just the fact that that's what we immediately think of when we see it. Definitely was jarring. And also, in terms of the video itself, at that time period, AIDS definitely wasn't as big of a deal, or we weren't as aware of it as we are now.
Yeah, it wasn't even understood at that point, because the archival footage, it looks like, came from the 60s or 70s. Yeah. But
it was used in the movie that was made like a year ago, and so
the filmmakers should have realized, oh, maybe our audience is going to make that connection. So that's just, I was just like, really? Yeah. I just had a headache after that.
Yeah, so for the shooting star segment, the part that we actually really enjoyed about this movie was the historical footage. Some of this archival footage that was used and that kind of gave a little bit more context as to what was going on during this time period back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, when the atomic bomb was a really big deal, when it was something that was on people's minds a lot. A lot of this footage, it was really helpful and valuable. It fit the context perfectly because this is what was happening at that time. And it also just kind of broke up a lot of the visual images and music that we were talking about before. So it was kind of refreshing to have that.
And those moments were really nice because I think they did the montage so well. They really kept to, since they were doing historical footage, they were like, okay, let's show them the story of what was happening at that point. And so that was, I felt like those were the only parts in the movie that really made sense to me. And I really enjoyed. And they were actually kind of well done. And I liked sometimes the music that went with it was the more sobering music, and it worked really well. So for our last segment is one of our favorites, The Shatting Donkey. So for this film, since there was just a lot of weird stuff happening, most of the time it's really hard to kind of pin something down. But I think we can both agree, I think that opening was just really like, what is happening? It's just like, we just knew as soon as it started, oh, there's no going back. This is going to be a really weird film. Like, it's just not going to be logical in any way.
Yeah. And there was nothing gross or uncomfortable necessarily about this movie because it's a documentary. But yeah, like Maddie said, it's that moment where I'm thinking, oh, this is what kind of a film we're entering. Okay. And basically what happened is there was this, you know, electrical music playing in the background, like pretty much the whole movie. But there would just be different groups of people in uniforms marching around. The way they were marching was very mechanical and robotic. Uh-huh. And it almost seemed like it was supposed to be satirical or comical. It was just really strange.
It was really strange. And then even before that, it was like a solid 3 or 4 minute scene of just shots of the Earth.
Oh, yeah.
With electrical music. And it wasn't like really pretty animated shots of the Earth. It was like from the space station shots of the Earth. So felt science fiction-y. And that's not the vibe I thought I was going to have when watching a documentary about the atomic bomb. And so I was just like, oh, that's really, really strange. And I was like, I don't know what to expect from this film now. Like, I'm really confused. And then they immediately cut to those shots of different armies marching. It made no sense. I just sat there and I was like, oh, okay, this is how it's going to be.
Yeah. Again, it was just jarring to the point of taking me out of the film and just being confused and questioning everything instead of trying to understand what was going on. So
after watching this film, what do you think? Black hole, supernova, where are we at in that spectrum?
Well, based on the genre, if we're going to call it a documentary, I would say this is a black hole because it didn't do its job, I guess, if we're calling it a traditional documentary.
That's fair.
I don't know. There were parts that were enjoyable, but overall, I didn't feel like it was worth my time.
I feel that. And especially even if we consider this an experimental documentary, it still did not get its purpose across. And I was so confused for most of it. And I feel like there was more impactful ways to get this message across that you could watch better documentaries about the atomic bomb that I think were more visually stunning and make more sense. So I have to agree. I think it's a black hole. I think just stay away from it. I don't think it's worth anyone's time. And all the visuals and all the images and the footage was archival footage and found footage. Nothing super duper unique. So I think you can find other documentaries that have maybe even the same.
I think that's fair. So what do you think some of those movies are? What is our palate cleanser then for this black hole?
Yeah, we'll give you a palate cleanser since you can't watch this film or since we really recommend you not. I would definitely, if you're looking for something on Netflix, I would definitely do Command Control. It was made the same year. Also about the nuclear bomb, the atomic bomb. And it definitely has the same purpose I think this movie was trying to get at on the idea of humanity and destruction and mass weapons of destruction and what does humanity do with that. So I think that would be really interesting to watch. I haven't seen it myself, but it got great reviews. And then if you wanted to do something that was in Netflix and I think is the best atomic bomb documentary, it's called Trinity and Beyond, the Atomic Bomb Movie. And it was made in 1995, but it is still to this day a really, really good documentary. It really started the whole taking a look back at what happened and putting a really critical eye to what happened in World War II and the history of the atomic bomb and everything that came after that.
All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to our third episode. We just wanted to let you know we have started a blog, so we will put the link in the description. But on our blog, we're going to kind of just be sharing images from the movie, some additional information. We will include our palate cleansers as well, so that if you would like to watch them, you will know where to find them. But check it out.
So next week, we're going to be discussing the film Doom, based off of the video game. I'm very excited. So we're really excited for you to join us next week and take a listen. And we'll see you then.
Thank you, guys.